It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast, where unlike Real Madrid, we don't throw any tantrums no matter how bad the officiating levels get of threatening to join another podcast and not continue here.
Give it some time, Karan has potential.
I mean, we've won 4 in a row, so unlike some other teams. So I think I can stay for a bit longer.
So the context, of course, being that some newspapers are reporting that Real Madrid were basically throwing a tantrum of saying that they wanted to join another league. One wonders what the other league might have been, but nonetheless, meanwhile,
maybe the San Marino one.
Let's welcome Karan from London.
Hey guys.
And of course, Vishal once again with his signature display name. This time it says Making Spurs Look Good. And anybody who has heard this podcast knows how much it takes for us to actually admit that there is someone or somebody who's making Spurs look good. Welcome to the pod, Vishal.
I mean, more than the podcast, somebody way. Just needs to go through our WhatsApp history.
We are now entering a podcast where Spurs are not the nonsense in their podcast.
I mean, they were always the default nonsense.
Not anymore, my friend. Not anymore.
I mean, honestly, like someone said of the latest Captain America movie, it says Brave New World, and the review just said it's neither brave nor new. A lot of what happened in the Spurs United game, I think, kind of reflected that, although you could, of course, talk about United being a little unlucky in terms of not probably scoring well with quite a few chances
they had. We'll get to that. We'll get to
but,
that.
But we'll get to that in just a bit. And a couple of other points that we also want to talk about, of course. We will lead off with something that we've been discussing for a while, Vishal, and we began this season with that once the real marathon of the marathon, not a sprint, of the season begins. A lot of teams definitely are feeling the pressure and the deprioritization of certain formats, and we'll come to that in a second. But our peg, of course, being Liverpool, having to struggle quite a lot to get past Wolves at home, no less, in a game where the scoreline at the end of the first half, which was 2-0, kind of flattered Liverpool, to be perfectly honest. I think they have Alisson Becker and Jarrell Kwanzaa, and to an extent, Tadashiendo to thank for it, kind of managing to get them out of an embarrassing situation, because it was 2-1 and Wolves definitely were looking like they could get more than one goal. And this is a Wolves who still are in the relegation zone, despite their improvement in form in recent times. So what do you make of that, Vishal? I mean, does Arne Slot go back to the drawing board on this? Does he go back and talk to players about discipline? And again, the sense and the nonsense of this discipline thing, that at a professional level, should discipline still be a thing? Or, how do we read this?
I just think it's like we've always discussed this on the podcast, right? How seasons and championships are won on nights like this, where you are not close to your best, you still manage to churn 2 goals out. More importantly, defend the lead and hold on to the lead when you're under pressure. So if I'm Slot, I'm not too disheartened by this. I'm going to be quite glad that I walked away with not 1 or 0, but with 3 points on a night like that. And I think it took discipline to actually churn that out, right? Like, it might not be the truest form or truest definition of how we define discipline, but you've got to hand it to Liverpool. I think to see the result through takes a lot of, like, it is what Arsenal have to learn, right? To be a champion, it's not about, like, they, on nights like this is where Arsenal off late are struggling, right? They do not churn a result if it doesn't go all according to plan, right? And so I think more credit to Liverpool on a night like this.
Interestingly, I mean, Liverpool's record of having, I think, considered the least number of goals from open play in the season. I think only Arsenal are at fewer. But At the same time, they have been also keeping a lot of clean sheets. That was not what was happening against Wolves, and that's where, like you said, probably Arne Slot counts that as a relief that he's gotten away with it. Before two big games, actually three big games, because there's Aston Villa coming, there's Manchester City coming, there's Newcastle coming. Three games where, Karan, if it's 9 out of 9, although that may be dreaming too far, but if it's 9 out of 9, you could be tempted to say title race over.
Well, ideally, yes, you would say that if they are able to kind of get the full 9 points, it would be the best case scenario for them. What's the lead now? 7 points. It could have been a lot worse considering that, you know, like we said, you know, Wolves actually did justice to their performance yesterday. Let's just put it this way. If they get 9 points out of the next three games, there is absolutely no doubt that they deserve to win the league this season.
Yeah.
It is, I mean, because this is, I mean, all the, considering everything that has actually gone their way this season with the lack of injuries and all of that, but then that's slowly starting to kind of catch up to them. Maybe some, a couple of the players look a little bit jaded at times, especially in the Wolves game, and more so after such a emotionally draining game against Everton of just a few days prior. So it's a culmination of things. So, but this is expected in a long season, right? And which is also what we're going to kind of discuss more in when we kind of come to, when we actually talk about deprioritization of the FA Cup as well. So they don't have a big enough squad, but I think they're getting there. They're inching their way slowly there.
Yeah, and also a reminder that obviously the January window is gone, so they haven't really brought in reinforcements as such. So we might end up seeing a situation like the one the United faced, Vishal, yesterday, where they had to put in a bench which could have been in a school, given the people who were sitting on it, all mostly academy products who have not played a single minute in the Premier League, where United's backup yesterday against Spurs, which is kind of the situation it could lead to. But which brings us to a larger question, primarily because Vishal will not answer any questions directed about United to him.
Monrath.
which is we saw some surprising results in the FA Cup as well. Liverpool, in fact, got dumped out of the FA Cup, and me and Karan were talking in the last pod, I think, that, you know, getting dumped by an unfancied team in the fourth round of the FA Cup, it feels like the 2019-20 season once more, as long as we can keep the pandemics at bay. But again, this is, there seems to be some kind of deprioritization of the FA Cup itself. I mean, you have some thoughts on that, Vishal. So after that fourth round, take us through what you think of a cup competition, and we'll come back to a little bit more of the existential question on that.
I think it's something we spoke about in the pre in a couple of spoke about a couple of episodes back, right? Which is about so much football being played by the top teams. Like, you understand why the smaller teams are giving it their best, right? Because this is really their biggest highlight of the season. But if you're a Liverpool, if you're an Arsenal, if you're in a City, it's a question of what do you save yourself for, right? Because you have the Champions League knockouts now coming up. It's business end of the season. It's time. It's squeaky butt time, right? So you really don't want your players to be injured. You really don't want to be in a situation where in pursuit of an FA Cup, you lose another player to injury. It's a simple question that a manager is possibly asking himself silently, right? Like, what's more important? Is it the FA Cup? Is it the league? Or is it the Champions League? And more often than not, the FA Cup ends in the bottom of that preference, right? So it's purely that. I think while clubs might feel, might be a tad bit disappointed by gear for getting knocked out, I think the larger sentiment might be relief, simply because they have at least 5 to 6 lesser games to play suddenly. So that's a good situation to be in if you're a top team pushing for titles.
Yeah, and that brings us to another point, which is the existence of cup competitions themselves. And what's the reason for them? So, Karan, should more cup competitions, fewer cup competitions? Do we need to do away with them? What do we do?
Well, here's the thing, right? Now, a lot of cup competitions, especially the FA Cup, right, runs purely on nostalgia, right? There is a lot of prestige to it. There's a lot of tradition to it. But in reality, there's not much finances involved in it in terms of a winning team.
Are you talking about FA Cup or UK, the country?
No. Well, it could actually be apply for both right now. But let's stick to the FA Cup for now. But yeah, so if you actually, so a lot of teams, especially the bigger teams, are going to be thinking about, you know, do we want to prioritize glory or do we want to prioritize earnings? And earnings are ultimately in the Premier League or the further you get in the Champions League. Now, for small teams, that's a completely different story, right? Now, the other thing that we have to keep in mind is there was a time, probably until maybe the mid-2000s, where the FA Cup still had that panache and that prestige. But a lot has changed since then. It's not just the fact that there's more money in the game, but also we also have to consider the fact that a lot of owners, for example, in the Premier League are no longer English. So they don't really understand the prestige of this competition. They just care about Manchester City Inc. or Man United Inc. or whatever, Liverpool Incorporated or whatever. Right? They're not really bothered about the actual prestige of it. A lot of them are not. So it again comes down to the fact of, you know, what exactly is the manager's KRA at the end of the in the start of the season.
So you are saying a lot of the owners think Plymouth is just an automobile and Shrewsbury is mostly biscuits.
Well, I remember a few years back, I think when Liverpool were going through those barren years when they actually won the, what was at that time, the Carling Cup, I think it was. I think it was the previous owners. Apparently, they hadn't even heard, they hadn't even realized that there was a competition like this, which their team was participating in, the previous American owners.
Which brings us to that point about, the point you made about Champions League, right? That qualifying for the Champions League would probably be a bigger financial bonanza, yes, and brand bonanza than one of these cup tournaments. And again, it becomes a situation of, you know, is it silverware or is it relevance and, let's say, salience in the mind of that casual fan? Because again, fandoms have changed. Globalized fandoms want the name of the team out there. Yeah, of course, they eventually want glory, but...
Yeah. Fans would still want the glory. No, don't get me wrong. As a fan, I would still... I'm sure, you know, both your teams, you would definitely want them to, you know, win the FA Cup, etc., all of that as a fan. But as an
depends
owner,
on who you're supporting anymore. Like,
yeah, Karan. Like, so Karan, if we've been following any of the discussions on India's cricket Twitter sphere, and if you have seen the clash between Kohli and Rohit Sharma fans, I don't think fans care about silverware that much anymore.
And like, unless you're Spurs, which is your only chance at it, nobody
or maybe Spurs would come back to everybody and say that, hey, maybe like now that you're realizing silverware is not a big deal, like you have you have just adapted into it. I was born in it and bred into it. To quote the famous scene from The Dark Knight Rises. But, I mean, this leaves us at an awkward position, especially at this time of the season when all these are being determined, because you're saying, you know, business end of the season in everything. And you have to prioritize that. Is it a quadruple, triple, double? What are you going for? And what would be more more important? So how do you think the future plays out on this? And then there is Real Madrid, who are inventing cups every day because they want.
Hey, my bad. I'm not playing anymore.
Yeah, that was the classic tantrum.
This is like the classic story of the spoiled rich kid who's not allowed to kind of, you know, who's not allowed entry into a theme park, so they just make their own.
Build their own theme park. So yes, what do you think is the future of cup competitions that way? Oh, and by the way, this is a year when there's a bloated World Club Championship incoming.
I mean,
I think that
tournament is a mess even before it starts.
Yeah, but I don't think anything is going to change because football administration is at its weakest best in terms of strategic thinking, decision making, welfare of players, like. They don't give two hoots about any of the above, right? They just want TV rights left, right, and center. They want their individual football associations to bank as much money as possible. And I'm talking specifically and more than anybody, the English Premier League, because there's some semblance of balance, at least in the other leagues. But I don't think anything changing, because the FA are going to sit back and say, oh, without my League Cup and without my FA Cup, where does my TV rights money come in along with the Premier League, right? So it's purely a game of mathematics, like Karan rightly called it out earlier. It's, and also, if you're a if you're a smaller club as well, you want these because this is your only chance of making money from TV broadcast or broadcast rights, right? So in the large scheme of things, it's not going to stop. It's not going to continue. The FA is going to talk about the larger good of the game and the smaller team benefiting, and that's going to be their narrative. That's not going to change. So I don't see anything moving forward, at
And
least in the right
you know,
direction.
the biggest irony in what Vishal was saying now is this TV rights concept that he was talking about. It's not as though it actually is works in the favor of English football fans. If anything, it only favors non-English fans because all these TV rights, the revenue is coming from abroad. It in no way benefits English fans.
Oh,
If anything,
Karan suddenly is a evangelist for English fans after moving to London.
Well, considering that I only get to watch about three games over the weekend and I need to kind of subscribe for three different channels, I can understand that pain.
You chose this.
Meanwhile, Karan, we can currently open two different apps and get like 12 streams.
There you go, right? So in fact, a lot of it all, ultimately, it all comes down to, Football Incorporated. That's all it's all about now.
Yeah, which kind of places us on the precipice of what would, how much further can it be pushed? Like, we started joking about Real Madrid's tantrum, but that could easily become the model of the future, which is basically everything becomes Harlem Globetrotters, like that we are just, pay to play and pretty much exhibitionist, and the real game suffers. But that, of course, hopefully is only the worst case scenario and the more unlikely of the lot. Vishal, quick hat of Nostradamus. What would it take for the thinking to change?
Bring back ownership of people who know and understand the game. Because let's be honest, American ownership is purely a game of profit. So very soon you are actually going to see mid-season games in America. You're going to see games that are being played in different parts of the world just to make
They're
more
already
money.
talking about Champions League finals in the US.
No, absolutely, right? So, it's like how Ted at the end of Ted Lasso, where she sold 49% of the club back to the fans, right? There needs to be a change at a structural level again. I wouldn't say grassroots, but up, like right up top, there needs to be owners who cares about football. Like I think it's an iconic scene, right, where Rebecca speaks to those owners in the boardroom about how they actually cared about football at one point in time. Some of that needs to come back into the game. Because like I never thought I'd say this, but Roman Abramovich seems like a far better owner than anything that's out there right now, right? So,
It is how Donald Trump is making Vladimir Putin look good in some senses now.
absolutely. So, yeah. So,
All
for the love
right.
of game, I
So
guess.
on that cheery and hopeful note of us wanting the equivalent of a Putin back into football. But we should clarify that. Like Vishal said, it's about putting football back in the hands of those who like the game, if they're thinking about the game at large, because otherwise you make it a cheap entertainment property that's used as a giant billboard. You are really not going to get long-term mileage out of it, and so much for the magic of the FA Cup. So before the magic of the FA Cup becomes the manufactured magic of Disneyland, maybe.
I mean, the fact that I mean, when was it that Portsmouth won the FA Cup? Was it
Oh,
2007, 2008,
20,
2008,
yeah, 2008,
I think it was.
2008. Yeah,
That was
2008.
a genuine surprise because that was still a time where a lot of the bigger teams were taking this competition seriously. But that can actually become the norm going forward.
And it was Manchester City's only shot at silverware.
And even there, Wigan beat them in the final. I remember that.
All right, on that note, that's all the time we have for this episode this week. Of course, we shall continue tracking this along with the FA Cup and all the tournaments, like we always have. And we shall see you next week. Meanwhile, this is Tariq signing off along with Karan
See you guys.
and Vishal.
I hope Real Madrid take United with them.
See you guys.
They can play their own Sahara Cup then.